The TMCC Recovery and Prevention Club, or TRAP, is getting the funding from Transforming Youth Recovery, a national program run by local philanthropist Stacy Mathewson. The goal is to help build up the college's support community for students.
There's a lot of peer pressure here. You know, now they have like the Santa crawl and zombie crawl. For somebody who's already had a problem and they're trying to stay clean, if they don't have some sort of a support system, it is really easy for them to slip back into their old behavior.
That's Jessica Cates, the club's vice president, as well as a student in recovery. Her staff advisor is Camille Vega, the suicide prevention coordinator for the college. Vega says substance abuse and suicide are often closely linked.
We know that substance use lowers people's inhibitions. It makes it easier to do risky behaviors such as, you know, drinking and driving, or even taking that step of exploring ways to die. And so we know that there is a correlation between those two.
Along with making TMCC's student recovery community more visible and robust, the grant will also go towards contributing to the largest archive of recovery resources in the country. Michelle Billman, Reno Public Radio News.